Colorado's measure would revise a section of state constitution that mirrors the Fourth Amendment against unreasonable searches and seizures. Republican Senator Greg Brophy from Ray is one of the main sponsors of the bipartisan resolution. He says the Fourth Amendment needs clarification in the digital age.
Because in many cases cyberspace is licensed, for instance, cell phone radio waves are licensed spectrum. Law enforcement agencies think that because it's a licensed area, it's part of the public domain. And I don't believe that it is. I think those things that are on your cell phone and in your cell phone and on the cell phone radio waves are private.
During an arrest, law enforcement officials can search a person without a warrant, but that search is supposed to be for relevant evidence and to preserve evidence. Brophy and other supporters say they're trying to protect against government overreach.
For instance, your Dropbox account. Someone should have to have a warrant to search that just like they would at your file cabinet at home. And all this metadata that the NSA is grabbing, I think all of that should be private unless they have a warrant.
But Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver notes that the measure wouldn't exempt all electronic communications from warrantless searches.
This does not cover Facebook. This does not cover Instagram. This does not cover Twitter. This does not cover what you would call the cyber public square, which is if you put things out into a public space, that is not protected.
And while the proposal unanimously passed in the Senate, it does have opponents. Tom Raines is the executive director of the Colorado District Attorney's Council. He says the Fourth Amendment doesn't need tweaking.
So right now, our Constitution says people shall be secure in their persons, home, papers, and effects.
Raines says the legislative proposal to add electronic and other data to that list wouldn't make things more clear.
The analysis the court has to undertake is still the same. Is there an expectation of privacy in this material? And if so, how do we balance it against the government's need to know? I think we're losing sight of the brilliance of Madison's language. Madison used the word effects as a catch-all, looking forward, in my belief, to say, we may not know what the future brings and what we want to protect, but this word will capture all of it.
Regardless of what Colorado voters decide, the U.S. Supreme Court will be weighing in on the topic. One of the cases going before the court involves a man who was arrested in California. Police searched through his unlocked smartphone and found video of a gang initiation and other evidence that led to his conviction on an attempted murder charge. Colorado's proposal still needs to go through the House, but it's expected to easily pass. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.